My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered. Genesis 50, verse 20, trusting a sovereign God. This is one of those verses that we should remember. The account of Joseph and his amazing technicolor dream coat, as the musical version calls it. In Genesis 37, it starts as we're introduced to Joseph, the favorite son of Jacob. His brothers hate him and plot to kill him. In the end, he's sold into slavery in his death stage. But the Lord blesses Joseph, even though he continues to struggle. Elevated to the head of his boss's household, yet his boss's wife tries to seduce him, ultimately making false accusations against him, landing him in prison. In prison, he's elevated to chief prisoner, running things for the boss. Two celebrity prisoners arrive, Pharaoh's baker and cupbearer. While they're there, they have dreams which Joseph interprets. One will be returned to favor, the other will be executed. Joseph turns out to be right and asks the survivor to remember his plight when he comes out. But he doesn't. Well, not for 2 years anyway. At which point, Pharaoh has a dream that no one else can interpret. At this point, the cupbearer does remember Joseph finally, and Pharaoh summons Joseph to interpret his dream, which Joseph does. There'll be 7 years of bumper harvest, followed by 7 years of famine. So Pharaoh really should appoint someone to prepare accordingly. Immediately, Joseph is elevated to number two in all Egypt, second only to Pharaoh. From this position, when food runs out for Jacob and his family, Joseph faces this family again. He provides them with what they need and is finally reunited with them, bringing them all to Egypt to be with him. But once Jacob dies, his other sons are afraid that Joseph will finally turn on them to repay them for the evil they did to him. But Joseph's response to their pleas to him shows that he trusts our sovereign God. He says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." What has our sovereign God ordained in your life? Even through the hand of those who've sought to harm you or cause you trouble. Unlike Joseph, you may never learn the specific purpose of God in the trials that afflict you, but will you, like Joseph, entrust yourself to our sovereign God, who even uses the bad for good? Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenoveec.com. That's contact@kenoveec.com.